Bill McGuire's here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Well, wait a minute. Let me push that button. Okay, now.
Oh, am I on now?
Now you are. Yeah.
Okay. Hello. Nanu, yeah. Nanu.
That's it.
So that was interesting. Yeah.
Just the kind of thoughts I have, but, yeah. You know.
Well, I hate to be, you know, going into a departure, but I will.
All right. That's probably best, really.
I've been trying to raise a little bit of a... I guess I'd call it a stink, you know, from BBB. Warning folks, because these scam guys are out there, and what happens is they come up and knock on your door. Now, this won't happen in Bryan College Station, so I'm talking to the folks that are listening to us that are sort of in the smaller community, Scott, that circle around us. And this happens every year. I end up getting a phone call. And somebody has been on the bad end of an experience with these asphalt pavers. These guys are coming out of Nebraska that come down into Texas.
It's Tom Turbyville. That's it. It's Tom Turbyville.
That's probably why he moved up there. He wanted to get in on this.
By God, I want an
supplementation.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Anyway.
But what they're doing is they've been doing this for years. One of my buddies up there at the Omaha BBB has a very thick file on these folks, but the guys that are behind it are called the Daley Brothers, Daley. If you were to look them up, they have about 50 different names. You know, they just whatever name they want to go by this week, and they'll have business cards, and they might show up to your property maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and. The only reason they're coming to your door is because they've spotted a possible pigeon for them, okay? And there might be five of them or so, and they've got this really nice-looking equipment. They'll have a little asphalt with them, and this is what happened to a couple in Lyons, Texas, last September. They rolled up, and they said, "How you doing?" You know, and got the pleasantries going on. And the couple said, "Yeah, we're fine. And what's going on?" "Well, we've got some leftover asphalt from a job we just did at Independent Firearms, which, hey, that's where my son buys his ammo." You know, so right away they
had
this
tie-in, right?
They had this connection. The lady didn't stop. We'll say, "You know, that's where my son buys ammo. Let me call them and see if they like the job that you did for them." If she'd have said that, these guys had loaded up and been down the highway. But what ended up happening was they decided to listen to their spiel, and they handed them a business card. And sometimes, Scott, their business card will have the BBB logo on it. They even do that. Or a brochure. We've heard about that, which people go, "Oh, BBB.
They must be reputable."
Wonderful.
Sure.
Yeah, right. They're trustworthy. And that's not the case. In their case, it's not the case. But I just want to let listeners know, if somebody does that, you know, with you and you get that BBB logo, stop what you're doing, call us, or just go to your computer and check and see if they're really with BBB. Sometimes people advertise falsely that they are, you know, with us. Okay. So that's what these guys are doing. But the people get the warm fuzzies. After these folks got taken for about $4,000,
wow.
There was a TV story on them, and the gentleman was on camera saying, "You know, they just look like the kind of folks you wanted to deal with," which just proves the point. They're very good con people, okay? So I just want to alert that the time for these folks is from the 1st of April when they start coming down all the way till October 1st when they head back for the winter. But what they do, the police have trouble finding them because they stay in KOA or something like that, campgrounds.
Sure.
They're not staying in motels and hotels like regular folks might do when they're traveling. They'll have this brand-new looking equipment. Why? Because they're renting it from someplace locally. It's already been cleaned up.
And sure.
If they get it dirty, they turn it back in and rent it the week after that. You know. So anyway, just be careful. And in all things, when somebody comes knocking on your door, that's probably not a great way to start a business transaction. Check them out with the BBB. We would rather get you on the front end when we can say, "No, those are scam artists," so you don't get taken.
Sure, absolutely.
If you have have questions about this, give us a call, 260-2222. I've got more information on this.